Welcome to the Lake Meditation by Linda Babulik. The purpose of this meditation is to discover the emotional impact and influence that are connected to your most immediate relationships. Get comfortable. Know that you are safe, powerful, and courageous. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, know that you are completely grounded, strong, and calm. Imagine that you are at your favorite lake. The water is calm, the sun is shining, and there is no one around. You walk into the water a little way, and as you gaze into the water, you see an image of yourself. I will give you 90 seconds to complete this section. What do you see when you look at yourself? Attach some emotion and really feel inside what feelings come up, arise inside of you when you look at yourself. Journal those feelings to capture them. What stories do you tell about yourself? And what emotions are evoked in your stories? Remembering the past and our stories and looking at ourselves are much more effective when we attach emotions to them. That's our most vivid memories. Can you see your face? Or are you wearing a mask? Do you see your authentic self? Are you pretending to be someone else? Who are you? And what feelings do you have when you see your image in the water? Your image now disappears. Take a moment to capture your impressions by journaling them. Now let's go back to the lake. Walk back into the water a little way. And as you gaze into the water, see an image of your father. How does he make you feel? How do you feel when you are with your father? Once again, you have 90 seconds to capture your thoughts. What does he expect of you? How does he expect you to behave? What masks do you wear when you are with him? Can you be your authentic self? What emotions and feelings are inside of you? What memories of him come up? How do you feel right now thinking about him? Thinking about your past memories together. Our strongest moments of memories are attached to emotion. What feelings do you have as you see that image of your father? The image of your father now disappears. Come back to the shore for a moment and capture your impressions by writing them down. Now you walk into the water a little way, and as you gaze into the water, you see an image of your mother. What does she expect of you? What feelings do you have? As you gaze at the image of your mother, what masks do you wear when you are with her? What does she expect of you? And what do you expect of yourself when you're with her? What emotions well up inside of you when you think about your mother and the memories of your mother and the time you spent together? Capture your thoughts and impressions by writing them down. The image of your mother now disappears. Come back to the shore for a moment and capture your impressions by writing them down. Take a deep breath in and out. And now you're ready to walk into the water a little ways. And as you gaze into the water, you see an image of your sibling or a significant other. We will do this part of the exercise of the meditation 3 times. So imagine the image of a brother, a sister, a significant other, anyone who has had impact on what you think of yourself. The significant other could be a step-parent, an aunt, an uncle, a partner, a coworker, an employee, a boss. You decide. Who was the first one that came into your mind? Hold a clear image of that person. What do they expect of you? What feelings do you have when you're with them? Be sure to feel those emotions. What masks do you wear when you are with them? Can you be your authentic self? Do you have to pretend to be somebody else? Come back to the shore for a moment as that image disappears and capture your impressions by writing them down. And again, we walk into the water a little way, and as you gaze into the water, you see an image of a brother, a sister, anyone who has had a significant impact on what you think of yourself. It could be a boss, an employee, a coworker, a partner, an uncle, an aunt, a step-parent. Get a clear image of that person. Can you be yourself when you are with them? What do they expect of you? What feelings do you have right now as you look at their image? What masks do you wear when you are with them? Can you be your authentic self? How do they expect you to behave, to be? As their image disappears, come back to the shore for a moment and capture your impressions by writing them down. What did they expect of you? What feelings do you have? What memories are triggering those feelings? And one more time, as you walk into the water a little way and you gaze into the water, you will see an image of a person who has had a significant impact on what you think of yourself and how you are connected to this person. It could be a sibling, a brother, a sister, a stepbrother, a stepsister, a stepparent, an uncle, an aunt, a partner, an ex-partner, a coworker, a boss, an employee. Get a very clear image of that one person as you gaze into the water. Can you be yourself when you are with them? What do they expect of you? What feelings do you have as you remember them and your interactions together? What masks do you wear when you are with them? Can you be your authentic self, your real self? Capture your feelings and your emotions. How do you feel when you are with them? As the image disappears, come back to the shore for a moment and capture your impressions by writing them down. And one last time, you walk into the water a little way, and as you gaze into the water, you see yourself again. Now, what feelings do you have? Take a good look at yourself and your image. Look yourself right in the eyes and open your heart and say, "Thank you. I love you." Your image now disappears. Come back to the shore for a moment and capture your impressions by journaling them. Step back to the lake and dip your hands in the water. Wash your face and your arms and just feel that water on your body, on your skin. Take a deep breath, walk out of the water, and return. Take another nice deep cleansing breath and out. Oh, that feels so good. While doing the lake meditation, did you see some positive, uplifting images? You may have discovered that you are a strong, powerful woman. As you face these connections and relationships in your life? Did you open your heart to your father, your mother, your sibling, your significant other? Were you able to stand in your beauty and your majesty? Didn't that feel great? Some of the images you saw at the lake may no longer hold any emotional charge for you. Just by looking at them, the emotions attached to images have dissolved like the images in the water. Most often, the lake meditation manifests a mixture of both positive and negative images and feelings. It can provide a mirror for who we are and how we perceive ourselves. Revisiting our relationships can make sense out of the past and break limiting beliefs that we may have formed about ourselves and others. It is the first step in dismantling the barriers that have been holding us back from our authentic selves. We must remember that the purpose of this meditation is healing, not traumatizing. We now know that we stand strong in our beauty and our power. And our beliefs are our own beliefs. We are no longer tied to the beliefs that were attached to us by our image makers. Even in their greatest good intentions, we are now strong and we have the emotional maturity to stand in our power and to know that we are in control of our life and our days. Now take a moment and write down what you are feeling right now and why you have these feelings. And as you capture your feelings right now, I leave you with a moment to hold yourself in love, compassion, and joy with the following affirmation. I breathe in life. I breathe in love. Love is all around me. Be well.